More. Christina Yang, Grey's Anatomy. Yes to 2025. This is a new book, and it is not a new book, and yet it is a new book. If you were here before, if you read the first edition of Year of Yes that came out in 2015, why, hello again. What's up? I'm glad to see you. Thank you for coming back. You look well, and I like what you have done with your hair. You are OG Year of Yes. An OG reader, you need not worry. I got you. The original chapters of this book, the chapters you read back in 2015, those chapters are still here, just the same, intact, unchanged, just as you remember them, but with more. If you were not here before, well, come on in. I'm glad to have you all up in my book. Make yourself comfortable. The dress code here is casual. The water is fine. The buffet will be all you can eat. Enjoy yourself. I like you already. Embrace the original edition of it all. Read it. Dive in. But know that this is not the original edition. There are new parts. The part you're listening to right now, for example, it is new. I'm writing it now, and I have written new chapters. I have added more, told more, said more, much more. I'm excited to share these new chapters. I wrote them because I decided it might be time to answer one question. What happens after 10 years of saying yes? So, to my OG friends, consider this an update, a continuation of a conversation, a follow-up fireside chat. And to my new friends, and we will be friends, get comfortable and join the party. This book is the same as before, but it is also not. It is brand new. It has changed, transformed, evolved, grown, just like me. Welcome to the 10th anniversary edition of Year of Yes. 10 years of yes, or Shonda Home now. In 2014, I made the random, spontaneous, and slightly desperate decision to say yes to everything that scared me for 1 year. That year of yes morphed from something silly into something mighty, unleashing my own personal emotional earthquake. Yes shifted and shook me, all of me, splintering and cracking open everything I thought I was as a person. When the dust settled, my life, my mind, my body, my family, my work, my dreams had changed in profound ways that I could never have imagined. More important, that experiment in yes continued to change me long after my year of yes ended. Ripples of aftershocks are still reverberating in my life today. I am new. It has been a little over 10 years since I said that first yes and wrote it all down for the world to read. Today, I am not the same person who wrote that book. That woman who was so afraid of Jimmy Kimmel's couch that she'd rather contemplate faking her own death than sit on it? She's still in here somewhere, but she's been transformed, alchemized. She has become someone I barely recognize and yet know more intimately than I've ever known myself in my life. So many wonderful readers have approached me in the last 10 years to tell me that my book inspired them to say their own forms of yes. They share intimate stories of what they experienced during their personal years of yes. Every single time, I'm stunned to hear someone talk about the book and how it changed them. I'm still stunned at how it changed me. See, in my head, my year of yes is my little secret. I try to hold on to this ridiculous belief that no one read the book. That is a lie I tell myself. A big one. But it is a lie I need to believe sometimes. It is hard to walk in the world when I remember the many vaguely humiliating stories I've told about myself. There are stories in this book, chapters you will hear, involving a chicken bone or veal practice or a certain plain seatbelt. Stories that, once read, will make it impossible to look at me without a whole lot of side eye. Stories that expose me and pick at the raw nerve of me. Because year of yes or no year of yes, I continue to be an introvert. I will always think fondly of the pantry. Yes, that's in here too.